All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are continuing this morning, Yemir Tzashem, in Tzidkas HaTzadik, and we left off in Sif Gimel. Still the same packet that I had sent out to you on Sunday in the WhatsApp chat. So remember again, in Sif Gimel, we started yesterday, the Rebbe spoke about the idea that Kriya Shema, the obligation to recite Shema, interestingly enough, is not in the morning and at night, but rather again, is b'shachbicha uvekumecha, when you go to sleep and when you wake up. Why? Even though, again, we kind of assume that those two concepts are interchangeable, right? I go to sleep at night, I wake up in the morning, so I say Shema in the morning and in the evening, or in the evening and in the morning. But the Rebbe points out to something amazing. Day and night are external changes. B'shachbichav kumecha, when you go to sleep and when you wake up, those are internal changes. So amazingly enough, the Rebbe explains that the whole yisod of Kriya Shema is the need to go ahead and recite Shema, be mekabel Kabbalah's ol malchus shamayim, to accept the yoke of heaven at every stage of life. So when I'm in my waking hours, I must make sure that I am serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. And remember again, the example he gave is the same way that when the laborer is on the job, so he has to, he benches in a shorter way, he goes ahead and he davens in a shorter way. Why? Because he's on the clock and he has an obligation to perform and an obligation to produce. So too, again, when I, in my waking hours, I am serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and must make sure that I am maximizing my output. Make sure that you're only putting your time into things that will truly yield results. Make sure that you're utilizing your kohos in a way which allow you to best, quote unquote, serve your employer. We left off with the second part. So he says, Vizet, he writes, he goes on, he says, Ubalayla, I'm in paragraph Gimel, like four lines up from the bottom of the page. Ubalayla, Is Shchiva Umenucha, Tzarech Kamkin Kabbalas Omachu Shamayim. When a person goes to sleep, they also have to accept the yoke of heaven. So this is very dramatic. He says, "Shegam b'shachbo amitaso." When you are sleeping in your bed, yeda lifnei mihu shochev. A person should be consciously aware in front of whom he is sleeping. Kimo shakasov ba'agav d'reish arachayim. So now says Rebbe something absolutely amazing. In the same way that during my waking hours, I must be acutely aware of whom I'm serving, you have to say Shema when you wake up. Because Shema when you wake up means, I recognize Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is before me at all times. I am in the employ of the Ribono Shel Olam. I have an obligation to produce. I have an obligation to be a successful and productive employee. Says the Rebbe, when you go to sleep, you must also recognize that you sleep before HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. That when I go to sleep, I must realize that I am sleeping before the Ribono Shel Olam as well. He goes on, he says, and there has to be a Kabbalas Olmach Shem, an acceptance of the yoke of heaven when I go to sleep. Now, what does this mean? He goes on, V'zeh melocha yoseh gidola. Let's listen to what the Rebbe writes. He says, it is much more difficult to accept the yoke of heaven when you are sleeping than to accept the yoke of heaven when you are awake. Now, what does this mean? Now, besides perhaps an obvious interpretation of this, that of course, when I'm awake, I'm conscious, like it's much easier to do a lot of things. So what is the Rebbe really driving at over here? And this is profound. He says, Kimosha shamati bazeh. Apirish vayachalom Yaakov. So remember again, we mentioned this yesterday. Yaakov, you know, dreams, the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. Yaakov is running away from home. He's running from Eretz Yisrael, from Canaan, to the house of Laban in order to escape the wrath of Esav. And as he's going, he spends that night in a place called Beit El. Whether Beit El is Yerushalayim or Beit El is somewhere else, Yaakov, you know, has a dream. And what does he dream? He dreams, v'hine sulam mutzavar, so there's a ladder that extends from earth to the heavens. V'hine malachim elokim olim v'yardim ba, and the angels are going up and down. The angels are ascending and descending that ladder. So says the Rebbe, listen to these words. Shemeach halomos nikar mailas ha'adam. Gam kishe'ino oseklum ra'ayos rak v'hine Hashem. Listen to what he says. From what a person dreams about, you can tell a lot about a person. What do you dream about at night? So the Torah HaKadosh is telling us, what did Yaakov Avinu dream about? Yaakov dreamt about ladders that extended from heaven to earth. Yaakov, you remember again, the ladder representing a mode of transportation, right? Or a movement from low to high, and sometimes from high to low. Yaakov Avinu dreams about ladders, the ability to ascend, the ability to go up, the ability to grow. Yaakov Avinu dreams about malachim. You can tell a lot about a person depending on what he dreams about. Gam kishaino useklum ra'ayonosav, rak vihine Hashem, turn the page, vihine Hashem nitzav alov. So I thought this was such an incredible insight that you could tell, you see, when a person is awake, so I have the ability to control my actions and propel myself in a certain direction. Right? Tzidka satzadik. But you know, sometimes when you could tell the real, like where a person is really holding, What do you dream about? When you're not engaged in frenetic activity, right? When you're not running all over the place like all of us often are, right? When you're not doing a million different things. When you put your head on the pillow, you close your eyes, what are the thoughts that flood your mind? What is it that you dream about? And I would take this a step further. What is it even during the day when my mind drifts? What does my mind drift to? What does my mind drift to? It's interesting. It's an interesting thing. Sometimes we're not even aware of this so much. But says the Tzidka Satzadik, it's a little bit of a window into who we are when you find out what you dream about and when you find out what it is that your mind drifts to when you're not actively focused on something. He goes on, he says, Ubedavar zeh tzadikim me'atim shenisparukim. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, there are many righteous people who are able to be righteous during their waking hours, but there are very few who are able to be righteous in their sleeping hours. In other words, it's easier to go ahead and direct my efforts to be makabel ol machushan, to accept the yoke of heaven, to establish a relationship with God, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right way in my waking hours. It's the sleeping hours that become a bit more complicated. Ulekach, Nasnu bracha hayisera la'arvis, shehu hashkivim l'shalom. This is so beautiful. He says, this is why in Kriyat Shema of Ma'ariv, before Shemona Esrei, right, we have an additional bracha of hashkivenu. Hashkivenu l'shalom. What does it mean, hashkivenu l'shalom? Let us go to sleep in peace. So the Rebbe posits the hashkivenu l'shalom is an additional supplicatory plea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I've had a day of Kabbalah's Omachu Shemayim. I've had a day, ultimately again, of serving you. Allow my service of you to continue into the night. Allow it that when I put my head on the pillow, what I think about are the right things to think about. And what I dream about are the right things to dream about. And I will say, at the end of the day, we know that these are very much connected. Remember again, even if you go back to our original discussions in Maseches Brachos, we spoke extensively regarding dreams, right? And we spoke about what dreams mean, right? Our dreams are a form of nevuah, our dreams are a form of prophecy, our dreams have all our dreams, nothing. And then we saw a middle of the road approach that dreams are very much an expression of one's consciousness, right? I dream about what I think about and what I'm involved in during the day. If you look at this, if you understand dreams through that lens, then what the Rebbe is saying is something really profound. What you dream about is often a snapshot of how you spend your life. And what you dream about is very often a snapshot of how you've spent your day. So again, if my dreams are about less than noble things, then at the end of the day, that might be an indicator as to how it is that I'm spending my waking hours. But if I have the ability, like a Yaakov Avinu, to dream about ladders, to dream about malachim, okay, I don't know that it has to be that lofty. But again, lofty and important things, then that's demonstrative of the fact that I'm spending my waking hours in the right way as well. So the Rebbe teaching us this incredible yisod, that Kriyat Shema, the concept of Shema, teaches us the need for Kabbalah's Omer Hushayim to accept the yoke of heaven, to establish a relationship with Hashem, but more importantly, to recognize that I work for God. That's my goal. I am in the employ of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I try to work for the Ribbono Shel Olam, just like We all have jobs, hopefully, right? And the people we work for, my obligation as an employee is to maximize my output for my employer, right? My goal when I come to work is I want to give as much as I can, maximize my output as much as I can. The same way we do that with our human employer, the goal is to do that with the Ribono Shel Olam as well. That's what it means to be Makabel Olam, to accept the yoke of heaven means I work for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how can I be the most productive employee of the Ribono Shel Olam? If a person lives a life like that, or I should say, if a person lives a Bikumecha, a daytime like that, then says the Rebbe, a person will be able to have Kabbalah's Olam HaShem by night as well. Because if the day is spent in the right things, then that same head, that same heart is the one that goes to sleep and will continue to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will continue to dream about the right things, to think about the right things, even in those nocturnal hours. And so we'll stop over here. We'll be Meretz HaShem, pick up with Sif Dalet Tamara. Shikach, everyone.